maybe try to talk to your partner about this, because this is a problem that should be dealt with between the two of you. And as much as the internet loves to hear your stories, and we love reading these stories, at the end of the day, you guys are the ones that can fix it.
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Welcome back. We are fresh and reborn for the season.
We are here and we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
We're ready to get back right on.
Ready, Freddy.
Back at it.
Yeah, back on her.
Back on her again.
Backing that ass up. today, we are going through a Reddit thread. I think they're called threads. I'm pretty sure. About relationship advice, because we wanted to do a relationship podcast on relationship advice. But since Sarah and I have been so busy, I just graduated college. I'm moving out to my own place with Austin, of course. Don't get worried. So I've just been crazy, crazy busy. So we didn't want to do like a whole bunch of research. So we thought it would be fun to go through Reddit and read these, you know, real life stories and give our advice on what we think would be good for it.
Yeah, and just our reactions to these crazy stories.
Yeah. So I'm going to be reading them out because Sarah's having some difficulties reading today.
Yeah, I really can't process. I'm a little hungover.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot hungover.
We really are.
But yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I am probably going to mess up on my words too, but I'll do it.
It's the power of editing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get started. So the first one I have. You're going to, like, be completely blindsided by these.
Yeah.
Okay. So the title is, I'm 23 female, had a conversation with my boyfriend, 23 male, about our future together, and it did not go well. So the story is, my boyfriend has a sister who just recently got engaged. Me, being happy for his sister, just thought of bringing up the question about our future. By the way, we're already 5 years into this relationship. Oh! I asked him if he sees me being married to him or if he's ever thought about it. Upon asking that question, he was quick to dismiss the topic and says he doesn't want to think about it right now.
Oh.
I told him it was just hypothetical and asked him if he ever just wondered about it. He got slightly pissed off by me asking those questions, and I just felt really sad. I wonder why he got pissed off about that. On my part, I believe in dating to marry. I really love him, so I see him as a big part of my future. But by his reaction, I don't think he feels the same. Should I open up about the topic again to him, or should I just keep quiet? I think you should move on, because it's been 5 years, and clearly he doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah, and I do agree in some ways. I also have kind of been in a similar situation. I am in a similar situation. It depends. Have they been I guess they would have been together during high school.
Oh, true.
So, yeah, in a way, but also, like, 23 is pretty still, like, now that I have kind of gone through a relationship and I've been with Darnell since we were in high school and it's 7 years later, I almost feel like now is a better time in life because we were so young still. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe, I don't think he should be like dismissive. I think he should still be honest if he's not feeling like that. I think that if he's dismissing it like that and getting angry about it, that's the issue.
That's a red flag completely. Like, when you're in a healthy relationship, it doesn't matter if you want to do it now. Like, you don't, I'm not, she's clearly not saying now I want to get engaged, right? She's like, I just want to talk about our future. Like, what's the point in being with someone if they literally, like, won't even look into tomorrow with you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That was a good one, right? I thought about that.
Yeah.
That's, like, inspirational. Don't be with people that don't want to go into tomorrow with you.
Yeah.
That's cute. I like that.
Quote, Caitlin Merslack.
2023, Caitlin Merslack. Okay, next one. That was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't as juicy as I wanted it, but that's okay. some of these are wild. All right, so next one. How do I help my friends, 23 female and 24 male, who are going through a rough patch in their relationship? So it says they've been together for 6 years now and have overcome a lot in the years, including almost 4 years of long distance. I'm close with both of them and do not want to see them separate. They've been talking through their problems recently with each other, and I've already made it clear that my door is always open if either of them want to talk. The guy is struggling with emotional unavailability, and the girl is exhausted from being emotionally independent for a long time. They're mature enough to seek help, and I've given them references to a couple of therapists that I myself have been to. In addition to this, how can I support them in these times? I feel like we need a little bit more context, but that's tough when you, I feel like this is like every relationship pretty much. Like, you either have an anxiously attached person or like a distant person. Like, Austin's anxiously attached. Not anxiously attached. Like, that seems like hugging onto my leg 24/7, but like, he has anxious attachment and I am like a distant person. Like, I have avoidant attachment. So, and that can be really difficult. Like, when I'm having a tough time, I just want to run away. Yeah. And he's like, I want to talk about it right now. So it's like, it's tough when they have completely different ways of dealing with certain situations. It's basically all the best you can do is keep the door open, and they got to figure it out on their own.
Yeah. And I think too, an important thing that is something to be noted is like, when it does come to like one having like different types of emotional needs, it's like a big thing would be trying to figure out how you, if you really are for that relationship and you want to fix it, you need to be able to give more if the other person's lacking, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And I think that if she's like needing more attention, more affection, more like confirmation in their relationship, then he should be like, yeah, I'm gonna work harder on being better like that for you, and vice versa for whatever he needs. So I think that's also something to be important.
Yeah, like you perfectly explained that. Like, when relationships are struggling, you can't always think like, oh, relationships are 50-50.
Yeah.
Like, they are never going to be 50-50. I'm sorry. Like, 9 times out of 10, like, when are you gonna come home and like, say you worked an 8-hour shift, your boyfriend or your husband or your wife worked an 8-hour shift, you guys come home, you're on the same level. Like, one of you is super hype and the other one's hype. Like, that's never going to happen. You're never going to be on that same level. And then you guys have to meet in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I never believe of the 50-50. And when you're struggling in those like times, you have to talk about it and say, what am I lacking and what are you lacking? And then you just go from there. And if they really care to like figure out the situation, then they would do something about it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That emotionally unavailable like triggers me, I feel like, because that's like really hard on people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like cruel, in my opinion. Like, a lot of people can't help it, I'm sure, but that just seems like cruel.
I just feel like if you are going to be emotionally unavailable, then you need to not be in a relationship and work on yourself until you're able to be emotionally available, because what's the point then? If you're checked out, then like, why are you in a relationship?
Exactly.
It's not benefiting anybody, either party. Makes no sense.
This is a title. At what point can I, 26 female, ask my partner, 27 male, to prioritize me / communication with me in our relationship? You shouldn't have to ask, for starters, girl. Girl! You should not have to ask your partner to prioritize you. That is so brutal. Anyways, so I have been dating this guy for about 5 months. Okay, it's fresh. Still, we dated casually up until now, and when we've basically agreed that we're in a relationship and we're both on the same page about that. See, the spelling is brutal. He recently visited family for about a month, and during that time he didn't text me a whole lot, but it would occasionally send me a message or a miss you or something. Okay, fine. All good. He's with family and they do a lot of outdoorsy stuff, so it's not like he had a great phone reception. He got back to the States where we both live like 3 days ago, and I still have barely heard from him. He says he's been sleeping and I think he might be sick, but today is my birthday and not one text from him. Girl, break up with him. Why are you waiting around? This isn't the first time. Okay. Why is it even the second time?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I'm sorry. During the school year, he sometimes would text me for days because he'd be doing schoolwork or actual work. He does work for a company online, so we both had schoolwork and work, but I always kind of brushed that lack of communication off. But now I feel like he just prioritized work, school, family over me. I'm not expecting him to drop everything for me, as I value that too, but I want to feel like I'm not on the back burner either. Is it bitchy for me to make that distinction and make it clear that I expect some sort of text or call each day? No!
Literally no.
Like, I'm not looking for a lot of talking if he's genuinely busy, but we're both adults and I feel like it's a big part of relationships. Am I being dramatic? I don't think I am, but these topics can be a little tricky. Thanks. No. What? It's only 5 months. Like, get out of it while you can. If this guy literally is so, like, can't prioritize you. Like, in the 5 month mark, you're still in the honeymoon phase and you guys should be, like, absolutely, like, losing it over each other.
I would definitely question, like, why he's not interested. To me, it just seems like he's really doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not interested in her.
Yeah, 100%.
And I feel like maybe he's just like, oh, we'll just see how long she, like, wants to be with me still. And just sticks around. But if he's not messaging you, like, on your birthday, there's definitely issues there.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, even, it's not even just her birthday. Like, it's every day. Like, if you're literally in a relationship and they don't talk to you, like, what? Why? I don't understand that.
That's just not right. I don't think that's okay.
See, I feel like this is going to be difficult for me because I'm going to read all these stories about, like, I need advice. And I'm just going to be like, break up with them.
Every time you're like, literally, dump them. Dump their ass.
Dump their ass. Literally. Okay, next one. Bachelor party. Stripper boundaries. 29 male and a 26 female. So my husband is on a bachelor weekend trip. The groom's only request was strippers. Are you kidding me? So they hired two girls to come out to the house for a private strip party. I mean, like, I'm all for, like, strippers and stuff, I guess, whatever. But, like, I don't get why men are like, we have to go to the strippers on my bachelor party. That's because it's like, why?
I just don't understand why it needs to be so, like, go ahead. If you're a stripper, do your job. I don't care about that. I'm just saying, like, why does that have to be the sole, like, why does that have to revolve around the whole bachelor party?
And it's so, like,
many other things you guys could be doing.
It's so normal, too. Fun. It's just, like, why are strippers, like, such a bachelor thing?
Yeah.
Like, a bachelor trip party thing. Like, why? It's your last day of not being a married man or something like that? Like, or no, single man?
Single man.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a thing. Like, can you go fishing or something?
Yeah.
Go catch a fish. I don't know. My husband of 4 years had no desire to be around strippers. Good man. He never has. He also knows that strippers are a boundary of mine because what taken man needs to look at naked woman? None. That's the answer, LOL, is what it says. Anyways, when the strippers arrived, my husband scooted out and went for a walk around the town. It's a very scenic area. This was his choice. I didn't ask him to do that. Now, all the men at the party keep calling him and texting him, telling him to get back there now. He knows once the strippers leave and he meets the guys out at the bar, they're going to give him a lot of crap. I'm also sure they're going to give me a lot of shit at the wedding, too, thinking that I'm the one who told him to do that. Anyways, point of my post. Anyone else deal with these before? Also, what are some good comebacks that I could say to his friends when they surely make a comment to me about it because they're going to? It's always the wife's fault, right? I feel like this doesn't even need to be a Reddit post. Like, why is it a Reddit post? Like, your husband left because he didn't want to be there. And if his friends are going to be rude about it, then just ignore them. I don't know.
I don't think that you should even have to worry about what you're gonna have to say. I mean, if you want to be like, have your little like comeback, that's totally fine, you do you, but I think your husband should be handling all of that. I really don't think that you should even have to say shit. Like, that's not even your issue. It was his choice. You had nothing to do with it. So if they are gonna chirp on you, I hope your husband steps in and he's like, no, don't fucking, that was my choice, leave her alone.
All right, next one. Me, 23 female, and my girlfriend, 22 female, don't have sex anymore. We've been together for 3 years. Starting this year, we have had some troubles in our own lives that eventually projected into our relationship, almost causing a breakup. However, we wanted to fight for us and took some steps in order to rebuild our relationship, specifically that she moved out in April and we would have more time for our own growth, plus we will be having dates and hang out more, not just suddenly meeting at a home doing nothing. It helps a lot. We got back on track and she's moving back in July. Oh, so she had to like move out of the place and go back and restarted.
Yeah.
However, that worries me that we don't have sex. When we had it once since the New Year's, and I get that in the bad period of time, we weren't overly intimate, I would think that as we got closer and our relationship got better, we would. She's not interested at all. She told me that she has not even once done things to herself since we stopped, but I think that's a lie. But she wasn't like that before. We talked about it a month back and nothing has changed. How do I explain to her that I really miss that kind of passion? That it's just not all about being intimate, but about the close bond we have when we're doing it. That's tough.
Yeah.
Man, everyone's like, oh, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, sex isn't that big of a deal in a relationship. The way that you and your partner figure it out and you get into like a not a routine, but the way that you guys understand each other and how you portray that kind of intimacy matters a lot. You know, like, it's a conversation that you always have to have. Like, you can't be with someone who doesn't like it and then someone who wants it all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I've been there. Talking about it a million times, you have to talk about it a million times or else it's just never going to get better. And then you just have to be on the same page and you can't, you know, just wonder in your head. This is like a piece of advice for everyone on these Reddit posts. Instead of like going onto Reddit being like, what should I do in my relationship? I get that you want advice. Totally. Like, I get that. But it's a fact that you're typing out this issue to a piece of internet and you're just constantly dwelling on this topic when you could be like talking to your partner about it.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to through the effort to like write it all down for the internet and constantly like dwell on it, because clearly it sounds like all these people are dwelling on it being like, what should I do? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, just talk to them. That's what a relationship is. If something bothers you, you just have to talk to them about it.
Exactly.
You know?
I totally agree. And I think another big word that I've learned a lot about in the last couple months, and it like seems to be like the really core to all of the things that happen in relationships, is resentment. And oh, yeah. I honestly guarantee you, like, your partner probably has resentment and that's causing her to not be attracted to you in that way. And so I think it's for both of you to figure out, okay, well, how are we going to get through that? Because once you like crack that and you really get into that, like, man, it's the most powerful thing to overcome. And mm-hmm. once you can do that, it's, you literally see them in a different light. It's the most incredible thing that can happen, is healing both yourselves from resentment. And however that be, however you end up getting there, it's just totally worth it. So really, really try hard. And like Caitlin said, like, maybe try to talk to your partner about this, because this is a problem that should be dealt with between the two of you. And as much as the internet loves to hear your stories and we love reading these stories, at the end of the day, you guys are the ones that can fix it.
So I am going to read this one that I just found because I relate to it a lot and it's something that I struggle with a lot. This is about swap sides, I guess, compared to my story. My girlfriend's family is much healthier than mine, and it makes me feel weird. How do I get past this? So my girlfriend is great, and so is her family, from how she describes them. They're very supportive people and have shown her the world, shown her love, and are welcoming people. I haven't met them yet, but she wants me to meet them, and they want to really meet me. I've met her sister, and she was also a great person. I can't help but compare to my own family, because it's not like they aren't supportive, it's just that they're dysfunctional. My family are both immigrants and can be secluded people and judgmental. They make friends, but they aren't the most welcoming people, and they're very judgmental, like I said, and they told me that they're happy for me but haven't shown any desire to meet my girlfriend. My sister recently got engaged, and they were just cynical about love because their relationship is awful. My dad has cheated on my mom plenty of times, and my mom is an alcoholic. Oof. Despite this, they have shown me love and support, but not quite the way my girlfriend's parents have to her. I don't want to feel unwelcomed by them or just not like me because of my family. Not just my parents, but my whole family has mental issues and not good homes, alcoholics, and judgmental people. She's going to meet my sister soon, which I'm not worried about since she's who I'm closest to, but I can't help but compare when, for example, my girlfriend's sister's boyfriend has had family similar to hers, and I know the family just loves him. I guess I just need advice on how to get past this and see that my girlfriend loves me for me and not for my family. Yeah. See, I obviously didn't read that before I opened it, but I feel like if the family, well, you already know that the family is welcoming, supportive and stuff like that. I don't feel like they're going to make a change on how your family is, like how they see you, because they already seem like such supportive people stuff, right? And this is where I kind of like relate, because Austin's family is a very like love, like peace, love, lip gloss, hug each other, which is weird to me. You know, like supportive, and I don't know, like, not that my family isn't supportive. My family is just, great word for it, dysfunctional. And like, I have a lot of issues from my like past, and relationships with my parents aren't the best, and they have been like literally up and down for the last like my whole life for the last like whole life that I've just lived. So I feel like this person in this Reddit thing doesn't really see it as uncomfortable because they're not used to it. I think they're just worried about what the family's gonna think of her because of how her family is. But I feel like they're just going to accept her and make her feel loved and more than her family did. So I think it's good. I think she should have nothing to worry about.
I agree. Was it the girl or the guy, though? I thought it was the boy.
I don't know.
Whoever it was. I that threw me off. I'm like, who was it now?
Yeah.
Anyways, I think regardless, yeah, they're going to, if they seem to be like opening with welcome arms. If they're like welcoming you and with open arms, and they, you know, they're excited to meet you, and they're, and you know what, I think that your girlfriend is going to, I think it's the boy, because I think your girlfriend is going to be really proud to kind of show you off, because she seems to be excited about that, and she seems to want her family to meet you, and I wouldn't stress too much about it. I think that I just watched two birds have sex.
No, you didn't.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
No joke. I fucking just did. That bird was just humping that bird like.
No, you didn't.
Dude. Oh my gosh.
Are you watching bird porn?
We're literally watching bird porn.
Ew.
That just happened. And now they're like on two opposite sides of the fence panel.
Like that.
Yeah, she's like, no.
She's like, this is not no, the sign that you said on Craigslist.
This Craigslist ad was very off.
Oh no, he's pooping.
Oh. Oh, she flew away. Oh, they're chasing each other. Oh my gosh, they're going to a different location. Wow. Okay. That was a little intermission. I hope you enjoyed that mental picture. But yeah, I think you'll be okay with the fam. You'll be okay.
All right, next one. How do you deal with a toxic wife? Me, 26 male, her, 23 female. She's always arguing and fighting me over anything. Literally every single day she'll find something to fight me over. What's even worse is that she'll twist off my words, which are innocent, to something against her. I know she loves me and I love her, but she doesn't seem to trust my actions. She judges a lot and argues, even if I dress differently than what she proposed. It's getting tiring now that I get in these fights every day. I have a very stressful work and I need to come back home to rest, but she isn't letting me do so. Even today, I was trying to take a nap. She was lying over me. I liked it, and I don't remember that I said anything to her to get away or get off me. I noticed that she got off, but did not think that she was upset or anything, because I don't recall saying anything. So I was just napping and placed my feet over her, and she got super irritated, and suddenly she lashed out on me to move away as I was napping. So I don't understand her, and I ignored the thing. And after I woke up, I tried to have a good time with her and enlighten her mood, but she was stubborn and started blaming me for everything. I want to fix this, but obviously containing her isn't working, unless I want to forget about all of my life and focus on hers only. I'm thinking of reacting to her by the same way she's doing to me and ignoring any fights, but if I do so, she will make it hell on me, considering that we live together and I cannot have a decent time with her walking angrily all over the place. It's like he's literally walking on eggshells in his own home. She needs to get therapy, clearly, because I don't know. We, like, this obviously isn't enough context for us to really like diagnose or, you know, break it down as much as we could. But from what we've read, it's like, holy moly. She clearly has serious resentment, anger issues. Honestly, I think she just doesn't love him. She's just doing it because she doesn't want to leave. So that's why she gets so annoyed with him all the time. Because, mm-hmm. like, you clearly can tell that she's so over it.
Yeah, like, I think that she's definitely got some stuff built up. And I think that if she did kind of work on figuring out, okay, well, at the end of the day, do I really love this guy? Like, is he worth me is he worth how I'm feeling, first of all? Even though it seems to be more of like he seems to be a pretty decent dude and he seems to be like concerned and wants what's best for you. And like, obviously you have issues, but you're kind of being a bitch. So like, Sorry, but it's true. I don't know. I think that there's like women out there that unfortunately just have those traits. And I feel like it kind of pisses me off because I think that especially this guy, from a friggin' hole in the wall, but like, you know, he seems to kind of be one of those people who are like, okay, well, I just want to like make you happy. Which is great. I mean, that's how every relationship should be. But I think if he's ultimately hurting himself in the end because he's not going to be able to take care of himself properly, he has to, you know, get home from work and he's like walking on eggshells because he doesn't know how her mood's going to be and this and that. And I just feel like that's a really stressful situation to put yourself in constantly. So like if I were him, I would probably say, listen, like I need to take a break from this relationship. I really hope that you can get the help you need, like figure out your stuff, like why you're so angry, why you're so irritated with me, and to kind of like take that time apart, maybe to self-reflect for both of them. And for him to say, okay, is she really the woman I want to be with? And then for her to be able to figure out what she needs. Because I also think that there's times where, you know, if you're like checked out of the relationship and you're choosing anything to start a fight, there's a reason. It's almost like you want to get out of that relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's also another thing. But anyways, I hope you get the help that you both need.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like this poor guy just seems so innocent. He's like, I'm trying to lighten the mood and she's getting mad. You know, there's always two sides to a story. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Some of these are wild. They're like, should I cheat on my girlfriend? No.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to read.
Yay!
We shall see. Yay! Okay. My 25 male friend sent me a screenshot of an active and verified Tinder profile of my boyfriend, 23 male. A friend of mine sent me some screenshots of a Tinder profile that had an active badge, meaning the profile was online in the past 2 hours, and it was verified. The profile had a bunch of photos of my boyfriend, and when I asked him about it, he swore it's a fake profile, saying it's not the first time that he found a fake profile with his pictures, and he also deleted his Tinder a long time ago. I found out that the profile was last online 3 kilometers away from his home, which is quite far, even for inaccurate GPS. Anyways, I found all of this weird because the verified profile required selfies and specific gestures. The profile also had a lot of his hobbies and personality traits, his college course, his profession, etc. If the profile is really a fake one, it was created by someone who definitely knows him. Yeah, that's interesting.
To get verified on Tinder, you literally have to take a selfie of yourself.
Oh, that's interesting. And yeah, like a selfie, you can't upload any photos. Oh, interesting.
Well, no, you can upload photos, but you upload the photos and then I think, because it's been so long, you upload the photos and then they see those photos. And if they look accurate to what your selfie is, then they'll actually verify it. So it actually has to look just like you. So this is actually the dude. I'm almost 100% sure.
Yeah, totally. There's some more, so I'll keep reading. But yeah, things got a little worse when I asked him to download Tinder and log into his account. To me, he would download it and show that it doesn't have an account, or if it did, it was inactive, and that the other one was indeed a fake account. However, he denied me this, saying that relationships are based on trust and that I had to trust him, especially because it's not the first time that I suspected him and got proved wrong, and he was tired of having to prove things. Okay. Ooh, there's an update
that
too. Oh, cool.
Guilty.
I know. Hang on. This is getting juicy. Now I don't know what to do. I love him and I want to trust him, but the profile was very convincing. Many photos, perfect description and hobbies verified. He could have spent just 5 minutes to show me his account and shut me up, but instead came in with the trust talk. The only thing he did was showing me that all the photos that the profile had were available on his Instagram at some point since last year, meaning someone could have used them. Another behavior that I found weird was that he didn't even bother about the verified fake profile using his photos. Or he didn't even, I guess she meant he didn't feel bothered by that. I mean, who doesn't get upset with this? That's true.
Yeah.
I offered him to help him find the fake profile, and he didn't show interest at all. What should I do? Should I ignore this and blindly trust him?
No.
No. Okay, here's an update. So, the profile existed for at least 6 months. Wow, which is like a very hard achievement for a fake profile. I know this because a friend already chatted with that profile in January. The funniest part about this is right after I left my boyfriend's home, the profile suddenly gets deleted. What a coincidence, right? At a six-month-old fake profile being deleted the exact same day I confronted my boyfriend about that? LOL.
Yeah, he's definitely cheating on you.
Oh, he's definitely up to some gnarly shit.
He's knee-deep in shit. Like, he's for sure.
He is up shit creek without a paddle. Which is where he belongs if he's going to be doing this. That is terrible.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, ew. If anyone immediately gets defensive when you're confronting them about something that bothers you, they are hiding something.
Yeah.
100%. If you're like, hey, like, I just feel insecure. Like, I know you've been, like, talking to someone. Can I, like... Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to check? Whatever. No, you know what I mean? Like, they're hiding something.
Yeah. Okay, here's the last one of today. She's an 18-year-old female. Her boyfriend's 19 years old. He took the side of the man who spiked my drink. What do I do? Okay, my boyfriend took the side of a family friend when he spiked my drink, citing he was just trying to make me have fun. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I hate this already. I have been with my boyfriend for around 9 months, and last night we went to a gig for the first time together, along with two older family friends of mine, 30 male and 26 female, who are a couple. I'm not a big fan of alcohol. I will drink, but in moderation, and I've already had a few drinks that evening, and it made it very clear to all three that I didn't want to drink anymore. I agreed to go out to a club with them after the gig to have fun. I said that I needed to be home around 2 a.m. because it was my last university entrance exam on Wednesday. This was a Saturday, and I wanted to study the following day, and I didn't want to be tired. Despite me making the fact that I wanted to leave earlier and I didn't want to drink anymore, the whole evening they kept buying me drinks and trying to guilt me into drinking them. I refused. And they refused to walk me out to wait for the taxi. The club was in a dodgy area, and as a young girl, I was too scared to go outside and wait alone. And there was no signal in the club. Yeah, fair enough. I wouldn't want to wait outside either. When I returned from the bathroom, my boyfriend and my male family friend laughed to each other and handed me a glass of Coke, in quotes. When I tried it, it was obviously alcoholic and contained a fairly high amount of vodka. Obviously, I was upset about them lying to me, but the next morning when I mentioned to my boyfriend, he stood up for my family friends saying they were just trying to make me have fun. Okay, so is he just spiking it with alcohol? I thought he spiked it with drugs. But anyways, yeah, okay, that's not fair. They all said that when I went to uni, I would be the weirdo that doesn't drink. When I do, just not enough to get drunk. And no one would want to be my friend. Don't normally know if this is so hard for me to read right now. I don't know if they are where. What? I'm seriously so confused. I don't know if they are right because I don't know what is normal. I don't like the idea of being drunk, and now I just feel betrayed. I don't know if this is enough to warrant a breakup, but even when I tried to explain how much he hurt me, he kept telling me I was overreacting, ooh, gaslighting, and trying to flip it on to me, saying I can't say anything because I'm never on his side, and refusing to elaborate when I asked him what he means. What should I do?
A breakup with him.
That's just not okay. Okay.
Bro, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. First off, if you're dating a guy that's you're overreacting when she's literally you scared me and I was scared, break up with him. I don't care. No, I'm not joking. If some guy's I not even listening to you saying something what you did really hurt me and then being you're overreacting. We live such short lives. We're not going to date fucking assholes. Also, this guy and your supposed family friend are douchebags. And when you say no to drinking because you normally don't drink that much, they should fucking accept that. seriously, I get, like, because I can't be a hypocrite here, because last night I was like, Sarah, are you gonna drink? like, you know, like, I no. can't say that, but, like, she literally, you could hear it in the way she was typing this, that she was literally, like, not wanting to drink, because it clearly makes her anxious, mm-hmm. but they're like, oh, you're not gonna have any friends. Like, that is so rude. He sounds like a manipulative asshole that gaslights you constantly, so break up with him. Like, yeah. What did it say? She's 18? Also, how is she drinking if she's 18?
Must be, like...
Like, Alberta.
Well, yeah, or somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Like, you're also young. Like, just break up with that piece of crap. But it's hard, because when you're young, you don't know shit, but holy moly. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
I also think that, like, it's a terrible feeling of betrayal. Like, being like, I should trust my partner. I should have full trust in everything they do. And the fact that he, this early on too, I don't know how long you guys have been together, but the fact that he just, like, disowned your whole relationship by doing that, I don't care. Like, I thought at first when I read this, it was, like, spiked, like, drugged. I mean, alcohol is still bad. Like, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, I guess it could have been worse in a way if it was, like, a roofie.
I'm glad it wasn't drugs.
I'm glad it wasn't drugs. But, regardless, you didn't want alcohol and they gave you coke. And they laughed at each other like that. Like, that, like, that's, they think that that's really, really toxic.
That's, like, psychopathic.
It is.
Like, and they're like, we're gonna get her, like, whatever. It's like, what is your purpose here? Like, you're being a backstabbing asshole and not respecting your girlfriend's boundaries or just her in general. Like, he doesn't respect you at all.
Oh, he has no respect for you. And unfortunately, that's just, like, it's clear as day. But I think, like, another thing to, like, take note of too is, like, you know, even if you didn't drink alcohol, you can still be fun. Like, that's so wrong that they even are putting you under that category and saying that you're not going to make friends, you're not going to be okay. No, that's far from the truth. And that's so wrong for them to even, that's like pure pressure into doing something like that. And even as far as, like, the club went yesterday, when we went out, it was just because of money. I, like, it's literally it. I was just like, whatever, right? But, like, even then, it's like, you know, like, kind of what you're signing up for. But if I really said no, I know that you guys would have been like, oh, of course. Okay, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But you, like, you know what I mean? Whereas, like...
It wasn't that you didn't want to and it made you feel anxious. It's because you're trying to save money. But I was like, yeah, drinks for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a different situation. So, like, I don't think you're a hypocrite for any of that. This is, like, next level. This is, like, where she's clearly uncomfortable. She's not in the right... like, environment. She doesn't trust who's around her now, and they're still doing that. Like, that just also, like, ruins the whole night for her. Like, it could have been a great experience, but yet you did that, and then, like, you pushed it. You just went way too far.
Yeah, like, I could never imagine, like, Austin doing something like that to me. Like, me saying, like, I don't feel comfortable doing something, and then him, like, laughing with someone and being like, let's see how we can make this worse for her. You know what I mean? Like, that's malicious.
It is.
That's so terrible.
It is.
Like, why would you do that to someone? Oh, I just can't. Break up with them! Anyways, that's our last one. And, like, a lot of those were like, you need to break up. So, you know, maybe they listen to our podcast. Let's hope. We should literally just copy our link to this episode and, like, paste it in the answers let's of those. It. I'd be like, you were a topic in our podcast and you should break up with them. Like, seriously. Brutal. I genuinely do feel bad for that one guy with the super angry girlfriend, though, because, like, it sounds like he's really trying to make that relationship work, but she's, like, really angry and has, like, mood swings and fits and shit. And it's like, how old are you? Like, come on.
Yeah, like, she needs to grow up.
She needs to figure her shit out.
Yeah.
Anger is one of the worst emotions and moods that you can have, but you can, and, like, obviously everyone expresses or has anger at some point, but, like, seems like it's her whole day, every single day, he said. Every single day.
Yeah.
Like, girl, figure it out.
Yeah.
Take some CBD or some shit. I don't know. Like, fucking eat a cookie. Have some milk. Warm milk before bed. Anyways, I am so happy to be back. Sarah isn't. She's been crying all day. She's like, I don't want to do a podcast. I don't even like it here. No, I'm just, just joking.
No, I've just been hungover all day. And I'm like, I want to go to bed.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. But we're happy to be back. And we can't wait to get some content out for you guys. This summer, it's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be good.
Yeah, well, we look forward to seeing you in the next episode. I don't even think we said what episode this was. I don't remember. It's been too long. We can't even
think we even remember.
You'll know when
I graduated college. My brain is fried.
Yeah, and now I'm in school, so now my brain's fried.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting smart up in this motherfucker. Anyways, peace, love, lip gloss, guys. See you later.
Peace, love, lip gloss. Bye.